Thank you. Valeria,
Pulita,
Pista,
Pulita,
Pulita, for you, I'm here.
Thank you. personnel for the Mothers of Invention. It consists of the two lead singers from the Turtles, Mark and Howie. A man named Jeff Simmons. Has his album come out here? He has an album on Straight. Do you know about that?
No, I don't think so.
Jeff Simmons is a very talented songwriter and bass player. He also plays guitar and piano. And he has a new album coming out called Lucille Has Messed My Mind Up. He's our bass player and comic relief. And Ainsley Dunbar on drums. And a black jazz pianist from San Francisco named George Duke. He has recorded in the past with Jean-Luc Ponty. Do you know his work? French jazz violinist?
No.
Yeah.
Fortunately not.
And with the his own trio, he records for World Pacific Records in the United States. And Ian Underwood is on saxophone and keyboards. Did I mention the drums?
Yeah. Right.
Yes,
yeah.
You did. And
so it's seven pieces.
Mm-hmm. When did you start working together with that group?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Fantastic. And the group Hot Rats, it was only temporary.
No, the new format that I'm working with now is that if I want to form a group called the Mothers of Invention, I'll stick anybody in it that I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Just whoever happens to be right for the type of work that we're doing. Like, for instance, if I'm going to do a concert with a symphony orchestra and I don't necessarily want to do a lot of vocals with the orchestra, then I don't bring the Turtles along.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll add some brass players to the group or something like that. And if I have occasion to play a job with a small group, like four or five pieces, where I'm just going to play the guitar, I'll bring along an instrumentation like Hot Rats.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me a little bit more artistic flexibility, you might say.
Mm-hmm. There isn't any change in the musical style in bringing together different pieces which sometimes sound dissonant, with difficult bars and lots of breaks in it, and the very complex figuration of the whole thing isn't.
Well, I tell you, it's still as complex. The only difference is that in the old Mothers' music, the way the material was performed, there would be sections that would be in a normal 4/4 time, and that would continue, say, for about 60 seconds. And then you'd have difficult areas that would be inserted in there, and so it would break up that straight structure. And ordinarily, the sections where it was just 4/4 time would be played very straight, definite on beat, to make more of a contrast between the simpler sections and the difficult ones. Now, it's like, even during the 4/4 sections, the rhythm is so elaborate, you know, there's just more notes per bar, because Ainsley is an excellent drummer, and he just really fills it up. And the group has a lot more swing to it now, I think. Or more rock, or whatever you want to call it. More boogie.
You think that that by now might be a change in the audience, that during the recent 2 years, kind of differentiation in the tastes of the young audience, that there are certain audiences, several audiences for certain kind of music, and perhaps this will give you a stronger economical base, for example, if the new thing...
I would say the possibility exists. I haven't noticed a change yet, but I think the possibility for change always exists as long as there's human beings.